ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే మార్నింగ్ వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ టు రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 5. చాప్టర్ ఇస్ ఎంటైటల్డ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ ద సెంట్లీ సన్ ఆఫ్ హిరణ్యకశిపు. టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 23-24. అచ్చా, ఓన్లీ వన్ పార్ట్, 23rd వర్స్ ఇస్ దేర్, బట్ వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ టుగెదర్. శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాద్ ఉవాచ, శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణో స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సఖ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం. శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాద్ ఉవాచ, శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణో స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సఖ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం. శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాద్ ఉవాచ, శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణో స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సఖ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం. విల్ రిపీట్ ద వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాద్ ఉవాచ, ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ సేడ్, శ్రవణం హియరింగ్, కీర్తనం చాంటింగ్, విష్ణో ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు, నాట్ ఎనీ వన్ ఎల్స్, స్మరణం రిమెంబరింగ్, పాదసేవనం serving the feet, archanam offering worship with shodachopchar, the 16 kinds of paraphernalia, vandanam offering prayers, dasyam becoming the servant, sakhyam becoming the best friend, atmanivedanam surrendering everything, whatever one has, iti thus, pumsarpita offered by the devotee, Vishnu unto Lord Vishnu, not to anyone else, భక్తి డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, చేత ఈఫ్ నవలక్షణ, పొజెసింగ్ 9 డిఫరెంట్ ప్రోసెసెస్, క్రియేత వన్ షుడ్ పర్ఫార్మ్ భగవతి అన్ టు ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, అద్ధా directly or completely, tat that, manne I consider, adhitam learning, uttamam topmost. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with the body, mind, and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. We'll go to that part of the purport where Srila Prabhupada talks about Sakhyam. That's the 8th process. Purport. Sakhyam. In regard to worshipping the Lord as a friend, the Agastya Samhita states that a devotee engaged in performing devotional service by Shravanam and Kirtanam sometimes wants to see the Lord personally, and for this purpose he resides in the temple. Elsewhere there is this statement, O my Lord, Supreme Personality and Eternal Friend, although you are full of bliss and knowledge, you have become the friend of the residents of Vrindavan. How fortunate are these devotees. In this statement, the word friend is specifically used to indicate intense love. Friendship, therefore, is better than servitude. In the stage above Dasya Ras, the devotee accepts the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a friend. This is not at all astonishing, for when a devotee is pure in heart, the opulence of his worship of the deity diminishes, as spontaneous love for the personality of Godhead is manifested. In this regard, Sridhar Swami mentions Sridhama Vipra, who expressed to himself his feelings of obligations, thinking, life after life, may I be connected with Krishna in this friendly attitude. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashata Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌరతుషే నమః. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శివాసది గౌరభక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. So in this beautiful verse spoken by Shri Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada has elaborated on each and every aspect of the nine processes of devotional service. Because by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, he has given us a process in which all these nine processes of devotional service are present. That's the genius or expertise, daksha, nature of a pure devotee of the Lord. They're expert, they know, like a doctor. Doctor, when the patient goes to him, sometimes doctor knows that the patient does not have the mentality to take a difficult treatment or a difficult medicine. So he presents the medical treatment to the patient in such a way that he doesn't understand that it's going to be tough for him, because he's not mentally ready for that. So similarly, as an expert doctor, Srila Prabhupada has given us the process to us wherein we need to practice these nine processes. We cannot avoid, we cannot run away. Although we may not like sometimes, but still we do it. Like offering obeisances. Okay, Lord is there, everyone is offering, so one may offer. One may not feel an ego problem. So Prabhupada has created an atmosphere where one does not care for his ego. He just, when he comes, he just offers. Many times those who don't know how to exactly, you know, offer Ashtanga Dandavat Pranam, when they see other devotees, they may not have done that in their life probably, but they do it here. That's how, you know, the difficulties have been reduced by the expertise of great devotee. Otherwise, who wants to just lie down on the ground? An egoistic person, he will never do that. He will never surrender like this. You know, Atmanivedanam kind of, it's a exhibition, external exhibition of Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything. But one tends to see the atmosphere that everyone is, you know, without any grudge, they are, you know, offering obeisances, so let me also offer. So such a sweetness, if something difficult a person does it very easily without much trouble. So that's the expertise of a pure devotee, that he has created a system or environment by which one can practice these 9 processes of devotional service. And slowly, slowly, you know, internals will follow. When externals are doing, one will feel, sometimes one may feel, oh, yes, he is the Supreme Lord. Let me offer myself completely. You know, one may feel. One will want to do that. So those feelings will follow as he continues to practice on an external level. So that's the expertise. When I was reading the word-to-word translation, I was amazed. When the word Vishnu comes, Prabhupada translates it of Lord Vishnu, and in bracket he writes, not anyone else. When Prabhupada is writing something, there is surely something is there in his mind. That's why he's doing it something very specifically. Otherwise, he would not have written like that. Not anyone else. Because people think, you know, the Supreme Lord Vishnu as, you know, any of the gods which we are aware of. So tendency is there to equate everyone. That okay, you know, somebody likes Vishnu, that's why he is worshipping Vishnu. Somebody likes Shiva, he is worshipping Shiva. Somebody likes Ganesh, that's why he is worshipping Ganesh. Somebody likes Lakshmi Devi, so he worships Lakshmi Devi. So God has different forms as male or female personalities. But, you know, it's everything is same. Everything is on the same level. One may think, so Prabhupada wants to curb that mentality. That it's not like everyone is on the same platform. There is a hierarchy. So, in order to give us an emphatic conclusion, Prabhupada is, you know, specifically mentioning that only to Vishnu, not to anyone else. So anyway, this is regarding the purport. Some specific things which came to my mind. Today we are focusing on the purport, part of the purport which talks about Sakhyam, friendship with the Lord. In regard the worshipping of the Lord as a friend, the Agastya Samhita states that a devotee engaged in performing devotional service by Shravanam and Kirtanam sometimes wants to see the Lord personally, and for this purpose he resides in the temple. Elsewhere there is this statement, O my Lord, Supreme Personality and Eternal Friend, although you are full of bliss and knowledge, you have become the friend of the residents of Vrindavan. How fortunate are these devotees! So, to be friend of Krishna is not like a friend, you know, we find in this world. In this world, friendship is Jai, Shishi Gaurnita, Shishi Krishna Balram, Shishi Radha Sham Sundar, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai. To be friend of Krishna is not an ordinary position. Although Krishna treats every living entity as a friend, from his point of view, he does that. Upadrishta anumanta cha bharta bhokta maheshwara. He is overseer, permitter. As a friend, he is sitting in the heart of every living entity. Paramatmeti chapyukto dehesmin purusharb. So, he is sitting as Paramatma in the heart to help us. As a friend, he is doing that. So for the Lord to act as a friend of everyone, it's his love. But for us to consider the Lord as the friend, it's not that easy. It may appear easy because we have so many friends here in this world. So we may think, oh, friendship is like that only, you know. But no, there is a total difference in the friendship in this material world and the friendship in the spiritual world. That difference is, in a very simple way, if we are to point out, there is I consciousness and there is Krishna consciousness. The difference is that any relationship in this material world has I consciousness. Any relationship in spiritual world is Krishna consciousness. So there is total difference. Where is Krishna? Where is I? And that differentiates. So therefore, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we are not immediately told to practice, you know, Sakya Bhakti or Madhurya Bhakti or even parental, you know, Vatsalya Bhakti. We are always told to practice, start beginning from Dasya Bhakti, from servitude platform. Because in the servitude platform, one remembers the position of the Lord as a master. And he will not offend, or he will not take him for granted. Because any more intimate relationships we talk about, it appears on an external level that it is for granted. The relationship is for granted. One may behave anyway. As a friend, you know, one may, you know, beat or slap, or, you know, one may do something. So many things one may do as a friend. But if somebody has to be on that platform to do something with Krishna like this, it's not easy. Because one has to pass away from this I consciousness. If we observe ourselves very carefully, thoughtfully, we are filled with I consciousness. We only think about us, ourselves. We hardly think about Krishna. Externally, we may think of Krishna. But when I am saying we hardly think of Krishna, means we hardly think of Krishna's interest. What Krishna likes, what are his feelings, what are his desires for me? We don't think so much about this. We think about our interest, our happiness, our comfort. And therefore, our devotional service cannot go beyond Dasya. It is not possible unless we get freedom from this I consciousness. We'll always be not even Dasya. Dasya is pure platform where one purely thinks that Krishna is master and he is servant, eternally servant. Like yesterday, the topic of discussion was Dasyam. So, thinking Krishna as a servant also needs to be having freedom from this I consciousness. So therefore, our devotional service becomes mixed. It doesn't remain pure. It remains mixed because I is always there as the prominent person or a prominent consciousness. I always think about myself, my. One has to become selfless to become free from I consciousness. And it is very difficult to be selfless. By default, everyone is selfish. Everyone thinks about himself only, his happiness, his comfort. So therefore, to come to this level where we can say that, oh, Krishna is my friend, it's not easy. Not at all easy. Of course, Krishna says everyone, every living entity, that he is, you know, I am friend of yours. That is for him. But for us to say such a statement, it requires great elevation in Krishna consciousness. One has to be very advanced to say this. And what advancement takes, we need to understand where we are and where we have to go. Because speaking on Sakya, what can I say? On Sakya, somebody who is on a platform of Sakya, he can give, you know, Bhagavatam class on this verse. And not a person like me, who is still struggling with I consciousness and Krishna consciousness. So, practically, you know, it's very difficult to speak on this verse and on this purport of Sakyam, you know, considering oneself as most intimate friend of Krishna. We have so many pastimes, you know, Krishna performing with his friends, cowherd boyfriends. The other day, there was children program in Balram Hall. So, Dinabandhu Prabhu was telling one beautiful story to all the children who were participating in that program. He was talking about Barsana, and there is a Sankari core, a very narrow part. You know, there are four hills. So two of the Vilasgarh and other Garhs, when they are connecting, there is a Sankari core. So there Krishna performs pastimes, you know, stealing or stopping all the gopis and collecting taxes and this and that, isn't it? So he was talking one day, all the Krishna and his cowherd friends along with Madhumangal, they broke open one house to steal butter. Very successful, they could very easily broke open and go inside. And then they closed the door. And then they were having feast inside, such a wonderful butter which is made with such intense love of the gopis. Because gopis on an external level, they were saying, you know, they were creating obstacle for or protecting their butter or ghee or, you know, buttermilk. But in their heart of heart, they always wanted that Krishna should come and take it, you know, because they had such a natural love for Krishna. They wanted him to come and do that. So internally in the heart, they were happy, but on an external level, you know, they were like fighting with Krishna. You know, complaining Krishna's activities or, you know, saying he's a thief, he's coming and stealing like that. So, it happened that they were eating, everyone was merged in that ecstasy of enjoying, you know, that butter with Krishna. And suddenly, one gopi heard some noise. And then they came to see what is happening in our storehouse where we have kept our butter. And when they opened the door, they saw all the cowherd boys along with Krishna, Madhu Mangal, everyone is having feast with the butter. So they were shocked. How did they come? How did they do that? And when the door was open, everyone was, naturally, when a person is doing some, you know, stealing something, he is always, you know, careful that he is not caught. So when the doors were opened, everyone was freezed kind of. What to do now? Where to escape? And they saw a window with the bars, a little separated bars, not very close bars. So they were small children. So immediately one by one, you know, they started going through the bars. They were small children, they could pass by. And when the time came for Madhumangal to pass by, it was very difficult because Madhumangal is not a very thin-bodied, you know, personality. You know, he has a big, you know, stomach, you know, tummy, because he eats a lot. He's a Brahmana, so he eats a lot. So when he was trying, you know, it got stuck. How such a big portion can pass through such a small bar distance? He was stuck. And all the boys went away, and then he was caught. And then gopis were so angry, you know, everything was a mess in that room. So they, you know, tied his hands with the flower garlands, and then they took his shikha, brought him outside. There was a tree, so they tied a rope to his shikha, put it on the branch, and then tied it there, so you know he doesn't move at all. His shikha is ting, you know, tied to the tree. Then all the cowherd boys were in anxiety. Now how to protect Madhu Mangal? So then Krishna had a plan. They came, all the cowherd boys, they came to the gopis, all the gopis, and they said, "You have committed a great offense. You know he's a brahmana and you are troubling a brahmana. You have put him in such a situation. And if this brahmana curses all of you, then what will happen? You will lose all your wealth. You will lose all your beauty. All your happiness will go away." So all the gopis, when it was spoken in such a, you know, grave voice, with a grave face, everyone was like afraid. "My God, really? Yeah, he's a brahmana, he's not a coward boy. You know, we can do anything with a coward boy, nothing will happen. But dealing with a brahmana in this way, my God, we have committed a great offense." So they asked Krishna, you know, what to do now? How to get away with this offense? Then Krishna said, "Don't worry, all of you go to your houses. Whatever laddus you have made in your houses, collect all those laddus, bring. And there is a place, you know, near this Sankari Kor, there is a place called Krishna Kund or Radha Sarovar." So they told all the gopis that you make a platform there and make Madhu Mangal sit and make a big plate and fill all the laddus on that plate and feed him. And when he eats all those laddus, he'll be so happy, he will bless all of you. So they were relieved. They said, "Wow, wonderful." And they did that. So that place is still there. When we go to Barsana, we can see that beautiful kunda is there, and there is a platform, raised platform, on which Madhu Mangal was sitting and he was eating. So this pastime is so sweet, you know, so much love and affection we can see exhibited in everyone's heart. It's so wonderful to see that. But how can one act or behave in that way unless one is pure in his heart? Because none of these gopas or gopis, they think about themselves. They think only about Krishna, Krishna's happiness. Their heart is totally pure. So unless our heart becomes pure like that, it's very difficult to have such an intimate loving pastime with the Supreme Lord. Or even to participate in such a pastime. May not be very intimately close to Krishna, but even in a distance way also, if somebody needs that fortune, he has to be pure in his heart. Because if one is always thinking about oneself, then it's very difficult that, you know, that rasa is very difficult to taste. The pastime, the rasa in that pastime is very difficult to taste. So therefore it is very important for us. This is one pastime. Another pastime we can think of when, you know, Indra's Govardhan Leela, that pastime is there. So when, you know, ultimately Krishna crushed like anything, all the attempts of Indra was totally, you know, frustrated that I am not able to do, you know, even a small harm to this boy and his friends, his residents. They are all safe. Krishna has lifted the Govardhan. So he understood that, you know, I have committed a great mistake. I thought he is an ordinary boy, but he is not. He is my Lord. He understood that. He came down to beg forgiveness. And that Govind Kund is there, where, you know, he bathed with the Airavat, he bathed Lord Krishna, and then the paraphernalia from the heavenly planet was brought, and then Krishna was worshipped as Gopal, as Govind, the protector of the cows. Personality who gives pleasure to the cows and the cowherd boys. So that worship was performed and everyone was glorifying, and all the cowherd boys Vrindavan vasis, they were seeing what is happening, what is this four-headed personality doing, from where he has come down and he is doing something, and all these great effulgent personalities are standing and they are worshipping our Krishna. And when all this worship was over, they left to their places, and then cowherd boys, friends, they came running to Krishna, and they saw all the paraphernalia still lying there, and they took, one person took the pancharti, and he started doing like this to Krishna in a joking way, and Krishna was laughing and somebody was ringing the bell. It was like a play for them, worshipping Krishna in a playful way. Such an intimate relationship they have with Krishna. They don't consider Krishna as great personality. That greatness is diminished in their consciousness. They see him as their friend or their equal. So such intimate relationship cannot be achieved by an individual just like that. He has to sacrifice a lot to reach that platform. Most importantly, he has to sacrifice his own self. He has to exist only for Krishna, only for Krishna's happiness. He has to practice that platform first. That he doesn't live for himself, he lives only for Krishna. So unless one has that practice, it's very difficult that one can even have such a feeling for Krishna that he thinks Krishna is his friend. So therefore, from this purport, that's what we have to learn. Although Prabhupada has given such a beautiful purport here on Sakya, explaining what is that Sakya means, what is that relationship means, Prabhupada is hinting to us, is directly instructing to us through this purport, that we have to give up our I consciousness. We have to learn to live only for Krishna, exist for Krishna. Always think about what Krishna likes me to do, what Krishna wants me to do, and let us do that. And when we give up ourselves, that is Atmanivedanam, that is total surrender. When one thinks only of Krishna, such friendly or parental or even conjugal feelings will manifest in such a heart. Otherwise it is not possible to manifest such feelings, because those feelings are totally free from selfishness, from my consciousness. So this is very significant for us. Prabhupada has given this purport because he knows that every year 7th canto will come, and every year this Shravanam Kirtanam purport will come, and every year one speaker will speak about this. So every year we are reminded of that this is not our platform. We cannot just think of Krishna as our friend. We have to give up. We have to work on our heart. We have to give up this selfishness and simply learn to live for Krishna, exist for Krishna. And then, as a reciprocation, when Krishna sees that this person, he doesn't live for himself, let me reciprocate, and Krishna will start manifesting his mercy. A very intimate way, very unique way to us, because of which the feelings which the devotees, brajavasis, or anyone who is in the friendly relationship with Krishna, he feels, can manifest. So it's not our endeavor that, I will make my mindset in such a way that I always think of Krishna as a friend. It's not a external adjustment of the mindset. It's a natural feeling which comes from the heart of an individual, where one naturally feels that opulence of his greatness is no more there. Only intimate loving feelings are there, where one thinks Krishna as his lover in a in any of the platforms like Friend or Parental or Vatsalya or Madhurya. So this opulence has to diminish, then only these feelings will come. Before opulence has to diminish, first we have to practice the opulence platform. We consider Krishna as master and we as a servant, and give up this mentality of selfishness, living for oneself, and practice the platform of living for Krishna. And Prabhupada has created a very beautiful environment where he always, through his teachings, through his devotees, through Shravanam, Kirtanam, through the different varieties of 9 processes of devotional service, Prabhupada is trying to teach us this freedom from selfishness and being Krishna conscious. Understanding Krishna as our eternal master, understanding Krishna is our eternal friend, and he is always there to give himself to his devotees. He always cares for us. He always showers his mercy upon every one of us. So let us do our part, and Krishna will do his part. We don't have to, you know, tell Krishna that, Krishna, your part is remaining. He is all the more ready to do his part. But we have to do our part. Convincing Krishna that, Krishna, I don't exist for myself. I want to exist for you. I want to live for you. So let us do that part for ourselves, and surely Krishna will shower his unlimited mercy upon us to do the needful, whatever is required for our heart to be most happy in Krishna consciousness. Thank you all very much. Is there any question, any comment? Still five, six minutes are there. Of course, if some other devotee is there, he may speak in a different way. But whatever I felt is, Prabhupada is trying to teach us through this verse, I just try to discuss with every one of us for our inspiration and taking strength from this Prabhupada's instruction to continue our struggle to be away from this I consciousness, because it's very, very deep rooted in every one of our heart. We always think about ourselves, only ourselves. And we may do externally services to Krishna, but even in that services to Krishna, we think, what will I get in return for myself? If I offer garland to Krishna, I think, okay, I should get one return garland also. Our mindset is very poor, very, very poor. You know, that selflessness is not there, that if I give something to Krishna, I should not think anything else. Just, you know, Krishna, please accept this. Even if you are accepting, that is your mercy for me. Thank you so much that you have accepted. So such a heart is required, where one doesn't expect anything in return. Only he is happy that he has accepted. That's it. Oh, I am so happy. He has accepted my service. And Krishna is not an ungrateful person. He always reciprocates. That is his part he is doing. You know, he is reciprocating. Because he knows we are suffering souls. We are suffering for want of love, for want of care. We are suffering. So he will do that, his part, to convince us that I am there as your, you know, friend, as your protector, as your lover, I am there. He will do that, his part. But we have to do our part of being selfless. Be happy that we have a service to Krishna. Serve it and be happy in that service. Not expecting any result, external result, immediately. So, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Vitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.